A group of Dartmouth engineering students recently won NASA's challenge to design a greenhouse for Mars. NHPR's Rachel Cohen visited their labs to learn more.
The challenge from NASA: create a system to feed 4 astronauts on a 600-day mission to Mars. Of the 5 teams from around the country that made it to the final stage of the competition, the team of 8 students from Dartmouth won for their greenhouse called Demeter. It stands for Deployable Enclosed Martian Environment for Technology, Eating, and Recreation.
We wanted to use the acronym Demeter because Demeter is the Greek goddess of agriculture, harvest, growth, and nourishment. And we thought she would be a good figure to represent our greenhouse and what we wanted to do.
That's fifth-year engineering student and team co-manager Zoe Rivas. Rivas says it's important to research how to send a greenhouse to Mars because humans will go there someday. Scientists estimate that day could be as soon as in the 2030s.
We want to send people to Mars, and the reason a greenhouse is so important as opposed to sending a bunch of prepackaged food is that eating fresh food has a lot of physical and mental health benefits for crew members.
The students consulted nutritionists and USDA data to select plants that would give the astronauts enough calories and vital nutrients like fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. Another teammate, Grace Gensler, says they settled on 8 foods for the astronauts to grow.
Kale, soybean, sweet potato, broccoli, strawberries, wheat, and chufa.
That last thing she mentioned, chufa, is a plant that looks like a green grass above ground. From its roots, it grows tiny white tubers that are high in fat.
So these are just the little chufa tubers. You can see they're kind of wrinkly, like little raisins.
Rivas bought some chufa snacks online for the team to taste.
Yeah, it's pretty nutty, a little coconutty also.
How to actually grow these crops was the next challenge. The team built Demeter digitally using architecture software. But for ideas, they visited greenhouses near Hanover. Then, back at the lab, they constructed their own physical prototypes.
This is our hydroponic setup. We made this at the start of winter term.
Gensler lifts up an aluminum covering to show me a growing tray surrounded by white PVC pipes. Fluorescent lighting shines on a few plants. Among the flowers and leaves, I spot 2 strawberries.
We can tell you that the hydroponic strawberries taste good, so that's good for the astronauts.
Radiation levels are high on Mars, so the team designed a special outer layer for the greenhouse, filled with ice. The water for that and for the plants inside would be sourced directly from Mars. Most of the other components for the greenhouse would come from Earth. But Rivas says another team in the competition had a plan to use Martian soil.
When we initially looked at using Martian soil, we thought it wasn't an option because there are, you know, poisonous perchlorates in the soil. But they were able to look at that and find a way to extract those out and then add in the nutrients they would need. So that was pretty interesting to see how other teams solve problems like that.
NASA says it will look at all of the team's ideas as it develops its design for a real greenhouse on Mars. In the meantime, one Demeter team member will continue with similar research as an intern for NASA this summer. For NHPR News, I'm Rachel Cohen.